I'm Steve Junker. Today we begin what we hope will be a series of regular conversations. We're calling it the Pelagic Report. This week we're speaking with Scott Landry, director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team for the Center for Coastal Studies. Scott, we're catching you in New Bedford where you're attending a meeting called the North Atlantic Right Whale Consortium. Tell us what the consortium is.
The consortium is a really unique, voluntary group of people who mostly have scientists, researchers, conservationists, and managers who get together to share information in real time about right whales. And the idea or the urgency behind this is that this species is so rare, down to 500 individuals, that to help with conservation, we need to share information quickly and seamlessly.
Tell us a little bit about the topics for discussion. What have you heard so far?
There are sections on the physiology of right whales, the health of right whales, the calving and reproductive rates of right whales, and the distribution, for example. And I would say the main theme of this year is, where are the right whales? At the moment, most of the folks who study the North Atlantic right whale are in an auditorium at the Whaling Museum here in New Bedford. Once we leave here, we have to go out into the field and find right whales. And in the last few years, we've been having great difficulty doing so.
Well, here on Cape Cod, we always think of the right whales as appearing in the spring, and we can find them out in Cape Cod Bay. Are you saying that we don't know where they are right now?
Yeah, I am. People on Cape Cod are extremely spoiled when it comes to the North Atlantic right whale. Most folks know by now that in April you can head up to Herring Cove in Provincetown and watch a huge number of right whales from the beach. Once they leave here at the end of April, the beginning of May, for the most part in the last few years, we don't know where the majority of right whales are going. They're not going to their traditional feeding grounds up in the Bay of Fundy, for example, nor in Brown's Bank to the east of Nova Scotia. Where they're going, we're trying to figure out.
Where are you looking?
Folks have basically been doing expeditions up in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. This isn't a place that traditionally, over the last 30 years, that we thought right whales were going to in large numbers. A few expeditions this summer did find a pretty good-sized aggregation of right whales there. But this is a place that is hard to study, hard to visit, and at this exact moment, there are very few right whales that are basically known where their location is.
And what are some of the ideas about why they're changing where they go in the winter?
Actually, for most of the year right now, we're having a hard time figuring out where the right whales are going. A lot of people assume that we have tagged right whales with some kind of technology and we're tracking them all individually. Nothing could be further from the truth. Right now, Cape Cod Bay is the last great feeding ground that we know of before they disappear for much of the year.
Is there any sense whether this is related to ocean temperature change?
Of course, that's what a lot of people are hypothesizing, that this is climate change related. Now, the correlation might not be perfectly direct, and it might be a while before we can verify that or not. But essentially, even if there is food here in the Gulf of Maine for right whales in the summer, there might be even more food further north because of how climate has shifted over time. And so that's one of the reasons why we're having such a hard time finding them.
Scott, I want to ask you, what's the hope for what will come out of this meeting?
Well, what's already come out of this meeting is information that was in the heads of people who are just now coming out of their field season with sightings of right whales. So people are actually collating those sightings and trying to make judgments for what we're going to do next season at this time of the year or next summer.
Scott Landry is the director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team for the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. We spoke to him in New Bedford. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so much.